The next patient is his name is Ricky Galerno. The last name is G-A-L-A-R-N-O, Galerno. G-A-L-A-R-N-O, first name, R-I-K-K-I. This is the clinical case of a 39-year-old GABA 4, PARA 4, that delivered a baby 5 weeks ago through a C-section. Period. The patient has been referred to this office by Dr. Mathura, M-A-T-H-U-R-A, because of the presence of proteinuria, period. In talking to the patient, the pregnancy was without any complications. However, during the third pregnancy, the patient had a preeclampsia. In the background, we have a patient that used to be more than 200 pounds, had a bariatric surgery, and right now the body weight is 178, and she's 5'4". She has a BMI that is above 30. In reviewing the laboratory workup, the excretion of protein is consistent with 195 milligrams of creatinine per gram of 195 milligrams of protein per gram of creatinine, which is within normal range. There is no evidence of arterial hypertension. There is no evidence of hyperglycemia. And there is no evidence of hyperlipidemia. The patient has a history of polycystic ovarian syndrome, and she has some degree of insulin resistance. To that effect, we stress the diet that has to become a plant-based diet with a low salt and a fluid restriction of 45 ounces in 24 hours. That will be the ideal condition. The patient is going to be reevaluated in 6 months with laboratory workup. The concerns that we have to monitor the anemia, we have to monitor the level of albumin that is low, but is understandably so because she just had a surgery. And and the fact that according to the retroperitoneal ultrasound, she has only solitary right kidney with mild hydronephrosis that is associated to the pregnancy. We will give the follow-up. We instructed the patient to call us in case of any doubt that she has, and continue the monitoring with Dr. Mathura. We're going to reevaluate in 6 months. Thanks a lot for your referral. We spent 15 minutes reviewing the referral. 30 minutes in the face-to-face and 10 minutes in the documentation.